future lay out there in the bullpen.
The starters are out. Now it's time to head to the bullpen.
Squad, bullpen, now.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at La Berge Casino Resort, Lake Charles. Here's Joe George, Brian McDonald, and Sean Mapes.
Who win it now?
Back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, Joe George, Cam Smith here with you for this segment as we broadcast live from inside the Sportsbook, inside La Berge in Lake Charles. I'm ready for the show to be over because I'm ready to eat some food.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm hungry.
Me too.
I went and got some breakfast this morning over at Modern Pantry, but like, you know, it's not the same here. We're joined by Chef Lionel. Did I say that correctly?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
How you doing, Chef? Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming on.
Fantastic, brother. Thank you for having me.
So, you know, I know right now it's the busy season, and you've been here for a couple months. Yeah. What's the chaos like back there? Let's start there. What's it like on a Saturday, on a Sunday? We were here 2 weeks ago, and this place was packed with Aggies, and it's crazy. So what's it just like back there
really,
on the weekends?
The biggest thing is we know it's coming, so we're prepared. You know, we're mentally ready to go. You know, I got all my people in place. And we just try to stay one step ahead because we know we're just going to get smashed when these games start kicking off. So we're all hyped up, you know, just like, you know, I'm the coach back there. So I'm like, rah, rah, guys, come on, let's go. Let's get ready. So that's how it is. It's like
I'm a dog.
Being the coach back there.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, no, that took me off my head.
Yeah,
right. No. So I know this is probably going to seem like an odd question, but I know when you're coming up with a menu, because I've had to do this in past when I had like a taco company, you don't want to judge a book by its cover. So I know a lot of times, like, the names that go to, like, the certain food items that you're creating, there's a process that goes into that because you can't just be like, chicken sandwich on the menu. Because anybody can see chicken sandwich and be like, it doesn't matter what the ingredients are. They see chicken sandwich and they're like, that might not catch my attention. Mm-hmm. So what goes into, like, coming up with these, like, creative names to draw that eye to that menu item?
Really, I like to get the entire team involved as
okay.
well. So, you know, we'll come up with the menu and then we'll come up with the name.
I got
so,
you.
Yeah. You know, like, you know, we're in the area, Saints fans, Dallas fans, so the Big D Burger, you know, things like that are indigenous to the area. So we'll try to get creative and get, you know, people's eye to the menu items as well. You know, get them involved as well. I talk to all the guests all the time, so.
I like that.
When I get their feedback back, I say, hey, what would you like to see on this? So they'll tell me and I'll see if I can add it or integrate it into the menu.
I got you. And are y'all like because I know a lot of places, based on like how busy they get, like seasonal and year round, sometimes they'll kind of have like a seasonal menu. Do y'all kind of stick to the same thing year round, or do y'all kind of switch a few things up based on like the season and stuff like that?
Yeah, we definitely will switch up a few things, add some specials. Like it's going to be cooling off a little bit, so we want to add gumbo to the menu.
Nice.
Sense.
So
nice.
We'll integrate that probably in the next month or
okay.
so. You know. And then, you know, along the holidays, we'll do a few things. This ain't really a big holiday venue, but we said, hey, let's do some cool turkey sliders, you know what I mean? So, you know, let's do things that are tailgate ready, you know, so we'll get a little creative.
Feels like it might be this year. I mean, you know, now that Texas A&M and Texas are going to be playing on Black Friday again, and there's the Bears play on Black Friday too. They play the Eagles. So all of a sudden now the day after Thanksgiving has turned into a big sporting day. There's multiple college football games that
Absolutely
day, which
is for sure.
It's not great for people that do like with things that like we do where it's like we have to work on the holidays.
Right, then. Yeah.
But what's your favorite thing here on the menu? You got one. What's your go-to item?
I mean, my favorite thing is a burger because a burger is a go-to everywhere. In the entire country, the burger is the biggest seller. So our burgers are phenomenal. So I'm working on a triple burger here. So I just want to make it bigger, you know, Texas style. Everything is bigger. So, you know, we're gonna do some bigger and better things as far as the burgers go. The wings are always a big hit. You know, add some new sauces. There isn't a teriyaki sauce in there. So we want to get creative with some new wing items as well. Pizzas, I want to add a few different flares on the pizzas as well. You know, a nice barbecue pizza, mm-hmm. you know, a margarita pizza. So.
And you guys do the full wings still, right?
We do, absolutely.
Yeah, which I love. I mean, it's funny. It works out. My wife didn't make this trip, but one of the reasons why we always get the wings when we come here is because she eats flats only. I really only eat drums.
That's my wife, yeah.
So, like, we kind of just, we order it, and then we just split them in half.
That's
She's
perfect.
Happy. I'm happy. Like, we're good to go
exactly,
in the moment.
Yes.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
For
now,
sure.
one of our coworkers who normally comes with us wasn't able to make this trip. Now, he's a brave man because one of my favorite things I've seen is we've been sitting here in the sports book, and he's had to ask them to bring him glasses of milk because he's eaten this Death Valley burger.
Yes.
So have you partaken?
I avoid that at all costs. I don't even like to go scoop it. It's so powerful.
I know how to make it. I don't need to eat it.
It looks like the hot. I'm not. I like hot, but that's to a level of like when I start hearing ghost pepper stuff, I'm like, no, thank you.
I might have to try that tomorrow on my way out.
Before you drive 2.5 hours?
I mean, I don't want it to ruin my my system tonight while I'm trying to have fun. I want to ask about the ribs because obviously there's a lot of ways to do different ribs, and I see y'all have St. Louis ribs, which if I'm not mistaken, those are usually grilled as opposed to what you see a lot of people in Texas do, which is direct, kind of indirect heat and like smoke it. And also a lot of like ribs done in like down in Texas and stuff. Obviously, they're a little more, what is the term I'm using? Moist or just kind of like a wet rub as opposed to St. Louis, which is more of like a dry, like a dry like pepper rub. So what made you go the St. Louis ribs route as opposed to like, I guess, a more traditional kind of like being close to Texas, Texas style?
More, it's a little bit more meatier.
Okay.
And we elected to do a deep fried rib. So that was even different. So, you know, we coat it, you know, and it's deep fried. Sometimes we even double batter it. So it kind of reminds you of a chicken fried steak. It's delicious.
Which is one of my favorite things to eat ever.
And then we serve it with a white pepper tasso gravy. So you're dipping it in there, man. It's amazing.
Okay, that might be the move.
And then we also do a pepper crusted rib as well. And it's with a black pepper sauce.
Okay, yeah.
With some sauteed red and yellow bell peppers.
I think that's
jalapenos.
The one I was looking at. Yeah.
Go with the deep fried though. You cannot go wrong there. Absolutely.
Is there? I mean, I don't know. Anything else we should know? Like in terms of like what's like, we got to try this one and got to try this one. Any, like, what's your recommendation?
Do you guys like pizza?
Yes.
Have you tried the cracked pepper chicken pizza?
I have not tried that one yet.
You need to try that. So it's got the chicken cracklings on there, tossed in that black pepper sauce with jalapenos and onions and peppers in it. It's really good.
I don't think I've ever seen or heard of anything like that.
Yeah, it's totally different, but it's really good, though.
That's for sure one of the new menu items on here, because I don't remember seeing that one the last time I was here.
That should have, that was still on there.
When do you like, you said the triple burger and things like that. What's kind of your rollout process?
I'm working on that right now. So what we're doing, like we'll get in the kitchen and just start getting creative, make them as a special. Hey, this is tonight's special. Let's see how the guests like it and get some feedback.
Gotcha.
And then I have all the staff eat it as well, so I get feedback from them.
Family dinner?
Absolutely, yes. For sure. And then, you know, I want my input from my chefs back there. Hey, guys, how do you like this? We were working on a Creole cheese sauce the other day.
Okay.
So we worked on it. It wasn't spectacular, but we wanted to be spectacular before we roll it out to our guests.
That makes sense.
So it's a big process back there. So I'm going to be rolling out a new menu probably the new year.
Okay.
But it's going to take me from now until then to get everything in place.
I got you.
So
when you're implementing a staff, obviously like in every profession, when you're hiring a team, you have people that do certain things very well. This person does something very well. When you're implementing a staff, are you looking for people that kind of specialize in different areas or people that are just kind of good with everything? Like, how do you go about that?
None of that. Because you know what? I can train them how I want them. I want people to be like me, even keeled, a good temperament. You know, we can talk back and forth to each other.
Gotcha.
There's no yelling, no screaming in that kitchen.
You know, so have you seen The Bear?
Same page.
The TV show?
Yeah, absolutely.
So nothing like that.
Nothing like that. No, I mean, I was in that environment when I grew up as a young chef, and I was tortured. And I said, I am never going to do that to my guys. So back there, it's fun. It's innovative. Lift up, you know, encouraging them all the time, giving them high fives. Like a coach. That's exactly what I do with those guys.
That's awesome.
And they appreciate that. They love that. The environment is fun. We're having fun.
Oh, yeah.
We're enjoying everything that's going on. We're eating. We're tasting. You know, it's a good environment back there.
I mean, the kitchen is already stressful enough. Why add that added pressure?
Exactly. Why should I start screaming and everybody's going to be thrown off? No, I keep it cool.
That's awesome.
Because if I break down, they'll break down. Mm-hmm. I never do that.
Well, Chef, thank you for joining us. It's nice to meet you.
Anytime.
I love, you know, coming out here, and part of it's, you know, look, it's always a good – when you have good food, it always makes the experience even better. Like, sports are fun, gambling's fun, but you add good food on top of that, it just makes it an even better experience. So, thank you for joining us. We appreciate you.
Oh, anytime,
nice to meet you.
And when you're in here, let me know you're here so I can take care of you.
Absolutely. All right. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, broadcasting live from the Sportsbook at LaBerge in Lake Charles.
It's the Bullpen
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now back to Joe George, Brian McDonald, and Sean Mapes, broadcasting live from inside the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at LaBerge Casino Resort, Lake Charles.
Back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, broadcasting live from inside the Sportsbook at LaBerge in Lake Charles. Joe George, Sean Mapes, here with you for our final segment of the day. We're off a little early today as the Aggies pregame show starts at 1:30. Getting ready for them to take on the Missouri Tigers. We're joined by our guy Matt Holland now.
What's up?
How's everything going?
Going good, man. Another beautiful Saturday. Got a decent early slate of games. Actually, it's starting to get into like the rivalry, sequence or part of the season with college football. So Saturdays get a little bit more intense.
Yeah, I mean, I'm as excited to come this weekend, but I'm ready for the December trips because we're coming. We're coming for conference championship weekend. We're going to be here for the first round of the college football playoffs. Like, seeing the rankings on Tuesday, I was just like, okay. I'm ready to come back and be here during the college football playoff. It's going
to
be crazy.
Oh, it's awesome. And I like the venue's always a little bit better to me when there's, like, it's like a movie theater event. It's one singular focus. We can blow out the big screen. The audio gets jacked up. It's a better environment. And sure, it's awesome during Sundays whenever you have eight games on at the same time. You can see every single one of them. But when everybody's locked and focused on the same game, it adds to the ambiance, in my opinion.
Yeah, and that's something we got last time we were here with the A&M LSU game. The A&M LSU
game. Never happened.
Yeah, okay.
It was a great day for you.
Yeah,
it was
exactly
a wonderful
day. You got exactly what you wanted.
What, 5 hours earlier when you were talking to us? That's what you wanted.
I was so relieved. I've been walking around. I feel like I've lost about 10 pounds. It's just having that burden gone.
Have you moved on to the next part of, like, do you have a target that you want for the anybody?
Anything's an upgrade. I mean, but it's the coaching carousel right now for college football. This is a really just insane offseason. You're going to have the Penn State opening. I mean, I've heard rumors about Tennessee maybe moving on from Heupel. I mean, Florida State, LSU. It's, you know, the late Ole Miss has got to be shaking in their boots right now because even if they want to keep Lane Kiffin, it's going to cost a fortune because everybody is going to be – I mean, his agent is just salivating right now.
And then, talking about how wild the carousel is, whoever LSU hires – if they do hire Lane, if Florida hires Lane, well, then Ole Miss is opened up. And then whoever Penn State hires, that job is opened up. Mm-hmm. So it'll just keep spinning and spinning. So right now it already looks like it's going to be a crazy cycle. And it's only going to get crazier once these hires start happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for a team like Wisconsin, who announced yesterday or 2 days ago that they're bringing back Luke Fickell, I think some of that comes from a little bit of skittishness of, like, do we want to be in this market this year?
No, we don't. It's the bidding war is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, you're starting to see names, like, float around for some of these jobs, and it's like, I can't imagine, like, now, I love this coach. I think Pat Fitzgerald is an incredible football coach, and he got screwed at Northwestern. But I see people starting to connect him to the Penn State job, and I'm like, I don't think Penn State people are going to be thrilled about that. I think they should be, but, like, they're going to hear, like, if it's, like, it's Pat Fitzgerald, like, the former Northwestern coach, the guy that – the team that got our coach fired, and he wasn't even the coach there, like, that's our replacement for James Franklin. There's going to be a lot of teams that are, like, very underwhelmed. I don't think that'll happen to your LSU Tigers.
Well, though. I mean, the thing about the LSU gig is I think that no matter – The problem I have is that everybody is throwing their name in the hat.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw the Robert Griffin thing where I think the honey badger wants to be the coach. You
awesome. Sure, I'm sure. You know, I also want to be the LSU coach.
I actually I put out on Twitter I also want to be the head coach of LSU. Doesn't mean I'm qualified for it, but it's one of those things that LSU is in a weird spot right now. I just want them to make the right hire, not the flashy hire, make the right hire, because I think the culture shifted under Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
And it shifted away from what we are. And I just want to get back to a place where I can look at that program and be like, I want to root for that team.
Yeah, and talking about the sexy hire versus right hire, I mean, I was talking with Russ about this, with the LSU job of how many jobs are open, they're not all going to get a splash hire.
No, like, they're not.
Florida, Auburn, LSU, you know, if one of them hires Lane Kiffin, that would be a splash hire. Then Ole Miss is open. Like, someone's going to have to hire a defensive coordinator. Someone's going to have to hire an offensive coordinator. And guess what? Ask Georgia how that went when they hired Nick Saban's defensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Ask Ohio State how it happened when they hired Urban Meyer's offensive coordinator. Ask Texas how they hired
out.
Like, you could hire a coordinator and have it work out. Everyone just gets so, like, you know, they go star hunting. And that, I think that was a detriment to LSU last time they hired. They wanted a big name. They wanted a big pelt. You know, that Scott Woodward's not going to be making the call this time. So I wonder if there's going to be a different mindset when it goes into them.
I think there will be. But the other thing that I think is really important is that LSU administration has gotten out in front of it and said that Landry is not going to be involved in the hire, because I think that also added to the circus.
Yeah.
Is him going on Pat McAfee's show, going on, you know, getting on SportsCenter, everything else like that, saying that I'm going to be involved in the hiring process and everything else like that. It's like, that is not your job.
Yeah.
And so what incentive does a big-name hire have to come to LSU when they have an administration that's meddling in the situation and everything else like that? Come in and coach the team.
Yeah.
And as far as, like, all the job openings, let's say Lane Kiffin does have his, you know, pick of where he wants to go. If he goes to Florida, he's competing with Miami and Florida State. If he stays at Ole Miss, he's obviously, you know, king. He's the king over there. He's competing with Mississippi State. If he comes to LSU, you're not competing with anybody.
Yeah.
So I just think, as far as, like, the hires, that is the LSU is probably the best hire, and that's not me being just selfish or wanting my team. I just think that the crop of athletes that come out of Louisiana, if they stay in Louisiana, it's really talented. And, you know, you can be in contention for a national championship every single year, especially when the players want to play for you, unlike Brian Kelly.
And they want to play for your school because, again, you have no decommits, which is absurd.
Yeah. Penn State fired James Franklin, and immediate all decommitments, had an empty class. The complete opposite with LSU. I think that speaks to the strength of the job.
Have you been to Tiger Stadium?
Not yet. I'm going to go next
year. Okay, so we're going to make that happen. You'll understand why people don't decommit.
Yeah.
Some people say Disney World is the happiest place on earth. It's not. It's Saturday night in Tiger Stadium.
Yeah. Let's get to a couple of games coming up today.
I mean,
feels like, you know, we were talking about this earlier.
I'm just getting here, so I haven't seen the numbers. So
okay.
We're just going off the top.
Kirk Herbstreit goes on Pat McAfee's show. He whispers, "I'm taking Iowa." Feels like everyone's taking Iowa today. The line at this point has moved to 5.5. I guess it's going to be cold, and, like, I guess we'll start there. Like, what do you do with, like, these Big Ten teams? We're still early in the process.
I don't know.
Because it's like, I don't know how Oregon plays when it's 25 degrees outside.
But it's also Iowa, and I just don't trust Iowa to do I can't have faith in them to do anything offensively. And I know Oregon's coming off – I can't remember if they had a bye week or not last week. But I know, I mean, they're going to be coming off a loss. I think they're incentivized to play hard. And, I mean, I just trust Oregon to put up more numbers. And I think Iowa's is always – they're going to try and keep the game low scoring and close. I just don't think they have enough – I just don't think Iowa will ever produce enough on offense.
Yeah, both teams are coming off a bye this week. And I was able to get Oregon -6 because of the uncertainty with what they can do in offense. I mean, it's going to be bad weather.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad weather for Iowa's offense, too.
Yeah.
And I know they are the most equipped to win a game without offense. But
they're used to playing in that hell.
Yes, but I also think there's just, like, a certain body type that Oregon's going to have. That advantage travels in the cold weather.
I agree. I just have more faith in Oregon.
And it's not like they're a bunch of Miami guys. They, you know, like, Oregon gets pretty shit. All those guys own winter coats.
Yeah.
Those guys aren't going to be scared with them.
Yeah.
You were spot on, obviously. I don't know if it was biased because you wanted to get rid of Brian Kelly, but you were spot on about A&M. A&M,
they didn't win by 30.
No, but they did cover.
They did. They definitely covered.
They're 6.5-point favorites today versus Mizzou. I mean, this feels like I have a hard time, like, you know, the old A&M. I would say this
A&M's
is a letdown
good.
Moment, but they're very good.
Yeah, this is a good team,
yeah.
And this is a well-coached team. I like Mike Elko. I don't like A&M as a – it's just, you know, the nature of me, this, you know, contrarian or whatever else like that. But I can also separate that and recognize when a football team is well coached and executes the way they're supposed to. I think Missouri is going to be a contest, but I think A&M wins.
Yeah, I think they have a good matchup with they have one of the best third down defenses in the league or in the nation going up against a guy making his first start. That's
a problem.
That's a problem. Even though it is in Mizzou, that to me is a problem for the Tigers.
Are you a believer in the coaching firing, you know, bump that happens? Like, LSU's 10.5-point dogs, and a lot of people really believe in that. Like, when a coach gets fired, like, that's the play
week. It's the play. It's an obvious play. No, I don't. I think Alabama, I Alabama, I can always like watch their quarterbacks and be like, that's not a good quarterback, or that's not an NFL quarterback. This kid terrifies me.
Oh, he's awesome.
Simpson is so good. And their receivers are really good. I think that it's just the defense. I think the offensive line is just sustained too many injuries for LSU. And I don't know if Nuss is playing. I don't know how they're going to, you know, maybe they start the backup, you know, see what they got going forward. I think that the team is going to play hard. I think they're going to play motivated. I just think Bama is the better team.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Yeah, I would imagine you're hoping that Ty Simpson.
It's not like we can tank for draft picks.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
I just want us to go out there and compete, man.
Yeah, look, I'm just glad you came on with us this week. I thought you'd be mad at me still.
No,
I saw
be mad at you
because of last week's Bears game.
I'll unplug your microphone. I figured we would do this tomorrow. I figured we would hash this out tomorrow.
I know, but I couldn't.
Tomorrow's the pro show.
I couldn't resist.
It's fine. But I mean, I do have a little bit of PTSD. I can't repeat the words on air. We are a Disney company, or whatever else like that. What was going through my brain as that was happening? But
same.
Yeah, exactly. But you were using the same words in a positive way.
Well, for a second, for like one play.
Yeah.
Everything before that, the 49 seconds,
all bad.
And two touchdowns.
All bad.
Crazy. Like it was. One of the most.
We can hash that out tomorrow in detail. Yeah. I will not be wearing my Bengals gear.
It felt like a. It just felt
I
like.
Felt
a,
like I did that.
It was like a Big 12 football game.
It really was.
Is what it was.
It was comedic how bad it was.
Yeah.
Like, there's certain games that you watch and like, this is awesome. Like I remember the Chiefs, the 13 second Chiefs Bills game. Like you're watching that, like this is amazing football. That was not what we witnessed last week. That was not amazing football.
It was bad football.
It was so awful.
Yeah. It was
470 yards is what old man Flacco threw for.
Yeah.
And you know what? I might as well play defense for the Bengals at this point.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. We're veering. We're veering.
What do you think of the college football playoff rankings?
It's fine. I still think Indiana is going to be a 1 or 2 seed. Ohio State's going to be a 1 or 2 seed. Bama's going to get a bye. I just beyond that, you know, it's going to be whoever's fighting for the last bye spot. I thought everything was well within reason. I think Memphis loss shakes things up a little bit. Now I was kind of wondering who's going to be that group of five team that gets in.
Yeah, the thought of that was going to be one of the American teams. And, well, every week one of these American teams loses.
Yes, nobody is setting themselves apart.
Yeah, it you know, James Madison, team like that, can play their way into it. And just looking ahead to today, comparing it to the last time we're here, is it going to be like that for LSU-Alabama, are we thinking? Or is it because of, you know, it's a 10-point spread, fire their coach? Oh, what are we expecting the atmosphere here at the Sportsbook?
Tonight, I mean, there'll be people here watching. I think there's going to be a bigger crowd for the A&M game because that game matters more. And it's weird. This is, as a local guy, the LSU fans don't necessarily come to this venue in droves. You saw that with the Texas A&M game. A lot of the LSU fans, they stay local. They stay at their house. They have parties. They have get-togethers, things of that nature. So you're not going to see a raucous LSU crowd, but you will see people here for the venue. There's also a smaller UFC card that will be showing tonight. So it'll be a more diverse, you know, group of people.
It definitely is. I'm surprised it's so much more A&M than UT.
It's a destination event. This is a destination place. And so a lot of our Lake Charles, Louisiana pays the water bill. Texas pays the power bill.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of, you know, people from Texas A&M, you know, one of their hubs is Houston.
Yeah.
And so people come up to take the 2-hour drive over here.
Yeah.
The one day I'm dreading, I'm not looking forward to being here, is Black Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Texas and Texas A&M.
Can I ask, I have an honest question.
Yo.
Extra security that day?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was like,
we take that stuff seriously.
Yeah,
I'm not joking.
We will absolutely.
I mean, when we're talking about the dates that we're going to come here, Joe threw it out there, and I was just like, I'm not doing that.
No,
I am not. I am not doing that.
He's a UT guy.
I hate both teams equally, so I'm just going to sit back and laugh because
let him go.
Somebody is going to leave this room miserable.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I'd rather be in my house miserable.
It's safer. It's safer.
I'd rather do that.
I don't know. I'm assuming I'm going to be miserable that day because I'm expecting like Jalen Hurts to rush for 300 yards against the Bears on Black Friday.
That's a very real possibility.
I'm very annoyed that the Bears have to play on Black Friday, that I have to work after Thanksgiving. I just want to like take off like everyone else and just enjoy college football that night.
No.
Well, Matt, thank you for joining us. We'll see you again tomorrow morning.
Sounds wonderful.
We'll rehash the Bears-Bengals game a little bit more.
We'll play by play.
Add some more PTSD.
All 22.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. He is Matt Holland. He joins us every single time we're out here at the Sportsbook at LaBerge in Lake Charles. That's Sean Mapes. We had Cam Smith on with us earlier as well. That's going to do it for us today. We're at A&M versus Mizzou coming up. Reminder, great place to come. New VIP fan cave section that you can book online. New menu items coming up and on currently. We just had Chef Leonel join us to talk about what's going on with the menu. Obviously, all the games on, 20-leg parlays, straight-up bets, college football playoffs, Heisman odds.
All your futures.
All your futures you can do. And importantly, most importantly, you can bet on all of your Houston teams here at the Sportsbook at LaBerge in Lake Charles. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow at 10 a.m. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Aggies coming up next. Peace.